Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IME on Noel, N-O-E-L, Long, L-O-N-G. Noel Long is a 62-year-old male who reports he injured his left foot at work on 5/25/21. Appeared his foot got caught on the milled road and bent his foot back. Appeared he stumbled and fell. Appeared he was wearing boots at the time. Appeared he did not go to the emergency room. Appeared further evaluation led to a diagnosis of a torn muscle in the bottom of his foot that was casted. Appeared he did not undergo any surgery and is no longer receiving any active treatment. Appeared in paragraph, medical records show he filed a claim petition alleging he caught his foot on an uneven surface on 5/25/21, injuring the left foot. Appeared treatment records show he was seen at virtual occupational on 5/25/21. Period. He reported the same mechanism of injury. Period. He was evaluated and diagnosed with a sprain of the left foot. Considered acute work injury on chronic or pre-existing condition. Period. He had heel tendon pain a few months ago and was seen by his primary care physician for it in the same injured left foot. Period. He felt pain in the same area currently. Period. He communicated with Virtua by phone on 5/27/21, reporting no improvement in his left foot pain. Period. On 6/14/21, he underwent x-rays of the left foot that were read as normal. Period. Paragraph on 6/23/21, he had an MRI of the left foot to be inserted, but he was seen orthopedically by Dr. Catalano beginning 7/22/21. Period. He was full weight bearing in a cam boot. Period. His foot was feeling sore and he was out of work. Period. He walked with an extremely intelligent gait. Period. There was mild tenderness over the medial malleolus radiating down into the plantar aspect of the foot. Period. He has extreme pain with dorsiflexion of the toes. Period. He also had palpable tenderness along the medial aspect of the plantar fascia. Period. He also reviewed the MRI and rendered diagnosis of left foot pain and sprain with non-traumatic tear of the plantar fascia. Period. He was going to be continued in a cam boot and remain out of work. Period. Dr. Catalano followed his progress over the next few months, running through 12/30/21. Period. At that juncture, he related his foot was a little sore because he is working, but he is working 48 hours a week. Period. He is happy with his result. Period. He was again deemed at maximum medical improvement and could continue working in a full duty capacity. Period. He also had participated in physical therapy. Period. Physical exam. Extremities lower. Scratch that general appearance. There was callus formation, dirty palms, and dirt under his fingernails bilaterally. Extremities lower. He rolled up his pants, limiting visualization. Period. Manual muscle test was 5-. Resisted left plantar flexor and extensor hallucis longus strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. He had mild tenderness palpation about the left plantar fascia, but there was none on the right. Period. Feet and ankles normal, lumbar sacral. He was able to walk on his heel, stand on his heels, and without difficulty, period, he could stand on his toes with support. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions on 5/25/21. Noah Long injured his left foot on uneven terrain. Period. That same day, he was seen at virtual occupational and diagnosed with a sprain. Period. He then underwent x-rays and an MRI of the foot to be inserted here. In paragraph, he also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Cataldo, who treated him with immobilization and activity modification. Period. Over the next few months, Mr. Long's foot improved and he was cleared to return to work in a full duty capacity. Period. Actually, I said Dr. Cataldo, but it's Dr. Catalano. New paragraph, the current exam of Mr. Long found he ambulated with physiologic gait. There was no limp or intelligence, and he did not use a handheld assistive device for ambulation. He had full range of motion of the left ankle and foot with no crepitus or tenderness. He was mildly tender at the left plantar fascia. There was mild weakness and resisted left plantar flexor and extensive analysis longer strength. Provocative maneuvers by the feet and ankles were negative. New paragraph, there is 0% permanent partial disability referable to the statutory left foot. Mr. Long's soft tissue injury has fully resolved from an objective orthopedic perspective. He has achieved an excellent clinical and functional result. It is noteworthy that he neglected to tell this evaluator about the prior left foot problem he was having for 3 months leading up to the subject event. This certainly raises a question as to causation. End.